I think you have a couple more cases. I don't know if you want to maybe pick one. I don't know how much time you have, but...
Sure. I mean, I think we could probably... I could be very quick about this case. This is a lovely gentleman with early relapse who basically got the combination of exazomib and lenalidomide and dex. Basically, he had had a classic induction strategy with VTD, long history. He was successfully transplanted. He had thalidomide maintenance back in the day, did very well, actually. And then when he progressed on thal, we thought it very reasonable to offer him exazomib Len-Dex in the protocol-directed setting. His best response was a PR. Interesting, when we did his marrow testing, just real world, you know, we had insufficient plasma cells. But having said that, his response was very durable. And I just show this case because it shows the value of stable disease. He literally had stable disease for almost 2 years, but then he went to partial response and he's no complaints and working full time. So he's an interesting case because what he illustrates to you, Neil, we're 4 years in now, that basically he's MRD positive by anybody's measure, but look how well he's doing. And he is working full time and he has a normal, I would say normal, an excellent quality of life.
Getting back to what I was asking you about exazomib, how did he do when he started out with it?
Very well tolerated, no major issues.